I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-Minute Reset. I want to talk today about swinging for the fences when it comes to sharing your faith. Now, obviously, you don't want to do this every time, but so often we shy away from ever doing this. And we let people know in gentle ways we're Christians or in the workplace, bring up topics about God or encourage people in faith. But there does come a time every once in a while when you should invite someone overtly and directly to Jesus. And when that time comes, are you going to swing or are you going to be afraid? I saw a podcast clip the other day. I was scrolling on social media where Chris Rock was talking to Joe Rogan. I don't regularly watch either of these guys, but it just popped up and it was kind of amazing. They were talking about Jesus and Chris Rock stepped out in faith and he said, "Hey, do you want to meet Jesus? I could have my pastor come on your show and you could pray with him. And would you like to just really come into this whole thing?" And Joe Rogan politely declined, but I was so proud of him in that moment for stepping out and saying, "Yeah, now's the time to try to not just market, but sell and seal the deal." What courage, guys. Let's live out of that courage ourselves.
Yeah. And as you said before, we are not supposed to do this all the time. And if every time you come to the plate, you swing for the fences, you're going to get kicked off the team pretty fast, because most of the time we swing for the fences, it doesn't necessarily lead to a home run, but good things might come of that. And there is a time when we're supposed to do a bunt single and just make it to first base or take a pitch and walk. But there is a moment in time, and we have to pray and say, "God, is this it?" where we swing and that home run could happen. Or we might swing for the fences and hit one off the wall and God will do the rest of the work. So every once in a while, and it's uncomfortable because you know you might strike out. And by the way, when Joe Rogan said to Chris Rock, no, that's okay, don't think that that wasn't hard to hear. But the fact that he did that, it might be the third time someone swings for the fences that he finally says, "Man, Chris asked me this and this other guy asked me this. Yeah, okay, I'm going to do it this time." So when we think that it's our job to knock in all the runs, using a lot of baseball analogies here, then we will probably never do it because, well, that's not going to happen. But there is a moment when we say, "I'm going to put it all on the line." It's the minority of the time, because if we do it every day like that, we are going to be annoying.
You freak people out. No, you got to run the marathon.
Right.
Not a sprint all the time, right? To more sports
analogies.
But while you're doing that, every once in a while, you got to step out in faith and don't let fear be the thing that holds you back from that decision moment that maybe you could sense the grace of God calling you into that moment. Lean in. Don't be afraid. Just go there. And the worst thing that could happen is the person says, no, thanks, but they will never forget that you made that invitation.
Yeah, let's pray. God, give us the wisdom and the courage to swing for the fences sometimes and to invite people to know Jesus. Even if we don't feel like we're worthy, it's you who does that work, and help us to cooperate with you and to listen to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.